All right, we are live, man. It is Monday. And if it's Monday, y'all know what time it is. This is the Corey Davis edition of In the Huddle. We're coming to you a little late. We had some things that we had to handle. Usually we're at 12. Today we're at 1:30. But if you waited around to hear this story about what my man Corey had to go through and how he recovered it and made everything good, these are the stories that you live for and that you want to learn from in the logistics industry. If you dare to get in this industry. And you'll see what I'm talking about after we come back and hear Corey's story.
I'm turning dreams into reality. In the lab with the formula and chemistry. New memories spark and motivate and make the industry shake. You put the balls in the brakes. I'm talking one chance at best, yes. Painting pictures for the culture, keep the brushes fresh. Flip the cover, work the drummer, passion never rests. Freedom is a teacher under pressure, now we bless. Y'all was so close, where we go. It's one heart, one shot, now the future is yours. Go! Yeah! It's one all, one shot, now the future is yours. Go!
And go we will, man. Corey, listen. It's been a hell of a start for you for this 2024 year, man. Like, you've been tripping over obstacles ever since the first day of this year, and you really haven't gotten into that good flow yet because of all of these different issues that you've been dealing with, from trying to get your customers to pay on time to trucks exploding on you. Now we got another one, man. Where's my freight? Who picked it up? Tell the people the story.
Oh, man. I hopefully this is the last of it. It comes in threes, right?
It's supposed to.
So we had just one little pallet, and it had to make it by Friday. This was for the Baltimore Ravens game, the wild card game.
Oh, so this is big time. Like, this is somebody's trying to get something for a big time event.
Yep. It was for... Okay. Part of the one of the parties over there for the Baltimore Ravens game, and with the nationwide weather that we had previously last week, a lot of things were a little bit delayed. So we even got a guaranteed express time on it, you know, just to ensure that it was comfortable. And we were supposed to deliver it by Thursday, and we had a sweat all the way till the final 30 minutes.
All right, so let's break it down here. You were supposed to deliver by Thursday. So did it get picked up on time?
Got picked up on time. So the story starts. It's on the dock. It's the only pallet on the dock. The warehouse, they're ready to load it and go home. It's the last one. Truck goes in, gets loaded. Okay, we're good to go. All right, you know, Thursday, I'll be checking in on Thursday to make sure, you know, it's there and it's getting delivered. I get a phone call about 30 minutes after it gets loaded. Hey, we loaded that truck, but we noticed it was the wrong truck that came in.
Like, what do you mean the wrong truck?
Yeah, no, it was the right truck. Got stamped. It was through an LTL carrier. Southeastern Freight Lines picked it up, stamped it. Okay, that's good. But the bad part is it wasn't supposed to be Southeastern Freight Lines. It was supposed to be Estes.
Wow. Okay, so... Estes, you had booked with Estes to come pick it up.
Yes, sir.
And Southeastern Freight Line ended up picking it up. How the hell did Southeastern Freight Lines get it?
So putting the puzzle together, making tons of phone calls, making it way more stressful for one pallet that what it should have been. Ultimately, what happened was another person had booked a load through Southeastern Freight Lines. And with these carriers, usually after 2 o'clock, they will push it to the following day once you book them, and they just so happen to have a truck in the area, so they sent it in just to see, you know, if it was ready or not. Well, like I said, there was that one pallet that on the dock, they were waiting for that one truck to show up. So the warehouse worker was like, oh yeah, no, this is yours, take it. It wasn't theirs. They were
so
there.
Also, if I'm breaking this thing down, all right, you contracted with Estes to go pick something up. Mm-hmm. But there was another pickup that was supposed to happen at the same warehouse with Southeastern, but it wasn't supposed to happen until this time. It was supposed to happen the following day, but since they were in the area, they went ahead and dispatched him, and he just went by there early just to see if he can get loaded earlier that day. And he did get loaded earlier that day. He just got loaded with the wrong freight. He got loaded with your freight, which he wasn't supposed to pick up. And he picked it up and he did what with it?
So that was the other part. They use smaller, LTL sometimes use smaller partner carriers if they are out of reach or to a certain proximity. Well, they were never hired to pick this up, but they got the address and they said, okay, well, this is going to a partner carrier. So now it's another change of hands. With the company was called DuPile. So now I'm going through Southeast.
DuPile, yes, sir. Know them now well.
DuPile. And you know, we're going through all these channels for this one pallet. And we find out that on Thursday it's in transit to the to its final terminal. We set up what's called a rescue and plan it out. And the other part was is this truck, because of the weather, was running a little bit behind. So that truck that was supposed to be scheduled for Thursday through DuPile was actually getting delivered around, I believe it got delivered and sorted around 12:30 on Friday. Now, mind you, this
so you got to deliver by Saturday.
By Friday.
Friday, because the game is on Saturday. So they got to have it Friday to get set up for Saturday. Hold on, but before we get into that, let's just go back. So I'm thinking, you know, if a truck comes and they get freight, somewhere somebody got to notice, hey, this is not my freight. This is not what I was dispatched to come get. Or the warehouse should say, okay, this is not the right truck. Let's start on the carrier side. Didn't he know what he was coming there to get?
So he was. The warehouse worker told him, no, this is yours. Even though the bill of lading, which is kind of the end all be all, the manifest that shows every has Estes written out on it. The warehouse worker said, no, this is yours. So the driver can manually input the address and what he's picking up. Those guys, the LTL carriers, which I'm referring to, they're used to kind of working on the fly. Like, hey, no, we had a change. There's one pallet. Now there's two pallets. Hey, we had a change. There's a different carrier. And so they have a handheld. They can punch all that in. And that's pretty much that is what happened. The guy there for the intentions of picking up two pallets going somewhere completely different. And the warehouse worker said, no, this is yours. Please take it. And he goes, oh, okay, punches it in his handheld. Next thing you know, it's off to a Southeastern Freight Line terminal.
So this is literally, where in the hell is my freight? The wrong carrier came and picked it up. So did Estes ever show? Did they come and try to pick it up?
And well, that was also kind of a confusing part. So they came in as soon as they left Southeastern Freight Line. So Southeastern Freight Line shows that they left at, I believe it was 305, and Estes came at like 310 or 311 or something, or within 5 to 10 minutes.
So they probably crossed each other at the intersection somewhere.
And it's also making me second guess myself. It's like, well, wait a minute, did I schedule Southeastern Freight Lines or did I schedule Estes? Like, now I'm second guessing it because they're all there all at once. But yeah, it was just the timing of it could not have been worse for this situation.
Right. And so now it's in the DuPile terminal. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. And I know you're thinking, excuse my French, oh shit. Like, because I think there was some conversation with our customer about with Estes saying that we still owe them, and if we needed to send it back, then we was gonna have to pay for it. So the financial ramifications of this, I know you were sweating bullets, because if it didn't get delivered on time, it was gonna get returned to sender, and now that's gonna be coming out of our pocket.
Yeah, and that's gonna be even more money. And that's a loss for us as well, for something that, you know, really was not our fault to begin with. But at the, you know, kind of going towards the end of the story, so it shows up at 12:30, gets sorted. We get a sprinter van to rescue it. Get it loaded up on a sprinter van. It was a very lightweight cargo. Get it loaded up. Now we're wondering, okay, well, this was also, I believe in PA is where this terminal was, and it's going to Baltimore, Maryland. So now we're sweating. Hey, where's, you know, how long is this going to take? Is right. it going
to time? In the storms, in all that cold weather that was going on.
Exactly. Sweating bullets. You know, and now I got the guy, the receiver calling me. Hey, you know, I know there was a little bit of delay because I had communicated to everyone that, you know, what was kind of going on. And it's 5:30. He goes, hey, where is this guy? I'm expecting this delivery. It's 5:30 on a Friday. It's like, oh, you know, and so I call the guy up and he goes, I just talked to the same person. I told him I'd be there in 20 minutes. I call him back and he goes, yep. I talked to the driver. He'll be there in 20 minutes. And he lived up to his word. 20 minutes later, he arrived right before 6 o'clock, got the pallet loaded.
And, which I hate to say anything derogatory about the truck drivers because they do such a great job and they do, you know, a hard man work.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, if a driver is telling you they're going to be there in 20 minutes, that's not usually what it's going to be.
Truck time is a real thing. 20 minutes is usually an hour.
Yeah, I'm right around the corner, 30 miles away. Yeah, or more. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you figured out that this your load was picked up by the wrong trucking company. You started to engage with the driver that actually picked it up. You found out that it was going to be delivered a little bit later than we needed it to be delivered. And if that was going to happen, we were going to get charged extra money because it was going to be sent back. So then you thought, hey, how can I recover this? Got a sprinter truck. We had to pay for the sprinter truck to go in to the Dewey Pyle terminal, recover the load, load it up, and speed it all the way to Baltimore from Pennsylvania in the nick of time.
In the nick of time. Make the client happy and, you know, make sure those Ravens fans get to enjoy the game.
Yeah, and they did enjoy the game. They won 34-10, so it was a big win for the Ravens. But look, man, this is the type of stuff that goes on behind the scenes of logistics just to make sure that everybody is getting their stuff on time, whether that be, hey, raw materials to make, you know, finished materials or finished materials like cups. I think that's one of the things that we were delivering. Am I right?
Yes. These were cups. Yes.
So a large quantity of cups so the people could enjoy their game. Out at the tailgate, no matter what it is, if it's been moved, if you probably see it, touch it, smell it, can feel it, it's probably been moved on the truck at some point. And these are the things that we go through as logistics professionals to make sure that you get your products when you order them. But job well done, Corey. To, you know, I know it was frustrating. I know you called me a couple times. I know you was asking me what I think, because for few minutes there you was questioning everybody. You was questioning, you know, whether our customer backdoored us and ordered another truck. You was questioning whether the I'm not going to mention the name, but did they go back and order another truck? What was the warehouse lying to us about what they did? I mean, for a while there we couldn't put it all together, but through conversation and through commitment to trying to figure out what's exactly going on, everything came together in the long run. And man, it sounds like the A-team. I always love it when a good plan comes together. You know?
Yeah, it all came together. We were still putting the pieces together that Friday morning, actually. You know, so this story, you know, it all kind of works itself out. But we were still putting the puzzle together before it hit that terminal on who, what went where, who did what. And it all kind of, the dust settled and got it delivered on time.
So at the end of the day, a carrier came, wasn't supposed to get loaded up. They loaded him up. The truck that was supposed to get loaded up didn't get loaded up. And you figured it all out. You got everybody their equipment and everything there on time. They were able to enjoy the game thanks to your nice work and a lot of sweat and a lot of damn it, what's going on, man? In your household there.
Yep. Doesn't matter if it's one pallet or 26. Hey man, I'm there for it. So I want to make sure everyone's happy, and you know what, we deliver excellence. So you know that is our motto, and delivering excellence. That, you know, that's what we did there. It was, no matter what the size is, we got it there on time.
Absolutely. And I would like to say that we exceeded expectations, and that's our motto for 2024. It's not just to meet expectations, but exceed expectations. Can't really say that we exceeded expectations to the customer, because we got it there on time when it was supposed mm-hmm. to be there. But in-house, we know that we really exceeded expectations, even Absolutely. If they don't see it out on the outside. But anything that a young broker can learn from what you had to go through this past Friday or last week to get that load there.
Don't be, if you're a young broker watching this, I would say communication through all channels. And that's picking up the phone, calling people. You don't even like, hey, Southeastern Freight Lines, let me just talk to the operations manager. I don't know who that is, but mm-hmm. let's get to the bottom of this. And you know, that's what I had to do. And then you start to learn too about how these companies work, which was nice. But for, you know, to go back to answer your question, yeah, you need to go through all the channels, speak to multiple people. Not one person may not be able to help you. You may have to reach out to somebody else, but communication, we talked about it before. Yeah. That's kind of what got the puzzle pieces together.
Mm-hmm. And communication reigns supreme in this industry. I mean, a lot of what we do is not rocket science. It's a lot of small steps that has to be pieced together perfectly for everything to work perfectly. And it's got to be coordinated with a lot of different people. And if that communication is off, the verbal communication, the written communication, if anything is off, then it has a chance to fall through. Just to me, it's just like playing football, man. You got to have that verbal communication, then you got to have that physical execution of the play. And that's what we were able to do here, along with Southeastern, who they were not our trucking company that we hired, but they jumped in and said, you know what, we got it. So we want to help you guys out. They were able to help us out. Also, so man, we appreciate Southeastern for doing that also. But hey, this is what you come to In the Huddle with Bear Down Logistics for, to get the real, man, to get what actually happens at a brokerage, not theoretical stuff, not conceptual stuff, but the real live actions. And we hope that you keep coming back and keep coming back every Monday. If you want to hear more about Corey or you want to ask Corey something about his experience as a broker, man, join us on Monday. Get in the chat over here. We'll bring you up. Hey, Thomas Wardine, we appreciate you. And, of course, my wife is always listening. I definitely appreciate her. But we want to see you in the chat also next Monday with Corey, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 12 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock on Thursdays. We're coming on live again with our other brokers. So follow us. Get to know us. We love you guys out there. And we'll see you next Monday on In the Huddle. Have a good one.